Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, y'all. Welcome to the motherfucking carnival, where you can see people like me and Paul coming from the cages of the freak show, ready to splatter blood on the wall.
Bright red African fleet with a razor blade. Cut up folks and put them in a suitcase. I can hear them talking, even walking by my window. Make it stop, take a lot of pills and let the sting go.
Black cats and a jack-o'-lanterns, ward away ghosts and evil bastards. While witches fly over the sky, laughing like the devil with the glowing red eyes.
Demons spawn deep, planets in the flame. End it all with a shot to the brain. Celebrate the dead, Halloween's here. No more hides and vices, visits the near.
Oh, it's like the best time of the year.
I'm gonna make a character look just like Chris. I'm gonna beat the shit out of Chris.
It's probably one of those default characters that they got on there. He's probably one of those. So pick one of those. Slap Psycho Killer as the name, and then there you go.
But man, you have no idea how much it sucks not having heat.
No, I believe I do. Was it last year or the year before that or something like that? I had no heat because I had to get all my pipes replaced during the middle of wintertime. So I had like no heat for like a month.
Well, try this. When we have no power, we have no heat.
Well, this is true.
I'm a perfect fan of fucking toxic.
So what do you do? You just live in the dark, man? Like,
hell yeah, fucking turn my fucking flashlights all around. As long as they don't die.
You sit around with your mom and tell ghost stories?
No, but I did sit around fucking work scaring the shit out of my coworkers.
You scared your coworkers? You still have to go to work?
Yes. I mean, it's a hospital. Hospitals never close.
Did they got power at least?
Yeah, most hospitals actually run generators too.
Well, that shit I saw on the news, man. Their generator went out. They were moving people all around.
Although, for some reason, Chris thought, you know, for some reason, things hospitals closed. He's always a medical center. He was closed. Chris,
Chris, it's like a fucking retail store shit. They close on certain holidays.
Hey, no, I just saw that there was a medical center in Danbury, Connecticut that was closed on the news, and I was trying to check if that's where it worked.
You realize I said a hospital, not medical center, right?
Yeah, I realized that after I asked.
You see this, man? It really is becoming the end of the world, man. No Halloween going on Halloween. There's no fucking
that's
power
here.
On the East Coast. Like, that's what's going on right now, man. They want us to lose our minds. They want us to walk around like fucking zombies and eat people's faces. They want us to do some crazy shit.
Yeah, and I heard originally, like, the estimates for my area, for as long as we were supposed to lose power for, if we lost power, was about a month.
Damn. Now, how does this hurricane go from, like, Florida and then up to fucking Connecticut and shit? How does it just pass over me and everybody else here?
I don't know, but apparently Chris got hit with it.
Yeah, you guys got hit with that shit, man. All I've been seeing is rain for the past, like, week. That's it.
Well, apparently when it got here, it was just a big storm or whatever. It wasn't hurricane status anymore. It was just, you know, right underneath at wind speed.
That's okay. I've told people to make me get power back on. First thing I'm doing is I'm hugging my TV, hugging my computer, and I'm hugging the fridge.
Hugging the fridge. All right.
Did you say you're hooking up the fridge?
Hugging the fridge.
Hugging the fridge.
I'm like,
I'm surprised you ain't hugging it right now, man, eating all that food so it don't go bad and shit.
Half the fucking food that we had that would go bad needs to be cooked and heat.
Well, that's what I'm saying, man. I'm surprised, you know, you ain't making or eating all that shit up right now.
Shit, that's okay, because at least next time we will definitely be prepared to we're buying a fucking generator.
But no, man. So we got that interview tomorrow with Comatose.
Yep.
And we got the flyer made for that today. Shout out to Miss Looney for making that, though. So, there you go. You got a flyer to promote that until tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm praying my power's back on by tomorrow. You gotta fucking doubt these little fucking cocksuckers.
Well, hell, man, if I would have known you were calling in right now, man, I would have just let you call in. Like, what the fuck?
My problem is I got 34... and battery life left, so I can't. I'm trying to throw all of it. Just get to work anyways.
Damn. Now you're starting to live like a Jennifer Flower Child.
Except I have a phone.
Well, I'm saying, like, you know, if it were to die, you know, and you didn't have a phone, you don't got a computer right now, you ain't got no power, pretty much living like she does.
Shit, but that's okay. I'm buying a fucking brand new laptop in a couple weeks, so that way, hey, we have power, I'll have a laptop, I'll have enough battery I should, you know, do shit with, instead of being sitting here in the dark, fucking twiddling my damn thumb.
Yeah, that gotta be fun.
Oh, yeah. I mean, come on, man. I got, like, fucking flashlight burning out here. I've been trying to do fucking shadow puppets with myself.
Shadow puppets with myself.
That sounds really gay.
Oh, yeah, and how many shadow puppets have you been able to create?
Just one. Crocodile.
Oh, yeah. I do some type of fucking, I don't know, like some snake-looking thing or something, whatever the fuck is this, I don't even know. You know, you could pull out the bird, man, you know, put your hands across.
I tried doing that, except I made like a fucking demented fucking bird and I scared the shit out of my cats with it.
I'm sure your cats are already scared that they're in the dark with you for the past couple days.
No, that's Chris.
He doesn't have cats.
Yeah,
nobody
never had cats.
Nobody has dogs. It's even worse.
But I did upload that song that you wanted. How the fuck do you say this person's name? Is that Fatty?
Yeah, Fatty.
Fatty Garcia.
Yep.
Misery in the Flesh. So if you would like to listen to that, we could play that right now.
Hell yeah, man. I want to hear that shit.
All right, well, here we go.
Take away the thing that is growing inside. Who the fuck are you and do you keep absorbing in my mind? Are you misery accomplishes. We the latest source with no accomplices. Claiming dominance with ominous attack. Committing malignant demolishment. Puberty was amputated prematurely. The defensive little creature was supposed to repun the soil so early. Buried my devastation. Burning from immolation. The situation simply consisted of my pain being a false stimulation. The deity was a lust for my innocence was a goat. She was an adult specimen. Loud was far from grown. She proceeded on feeding the chaos. Fresh up on my tongue, her menstrual punch. Sipping a sip of over. A delicacy too small to be lunch. Exploited my loins, but I had no choice. Sit there and take it like a good little boy. Remember when to kill my joy, hope it didn't get destroyed. Didn't know what to do for a beer, metal joy. From a cradle impaled, and peace of mind assailed. My self-regard curtailed. Misery, you have prevailed. Walking on top of my cortex, the blueprint of my frontal lobe. Has been withdrawn, I detest you for having the nerve to grow.
Yeah, we're pretty much back.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that track's looking dope, though.
But Joe, how about this? I see this thing posted on Facebook. It's from the movie Carrie. It says, Margaret never allowed Carrie to trick-or-treat on Halloween. Maybe she's at home now. Call her to see. And there's a phone number.
Call the phone number from JR. Let's see if it is. Hey,
so I don't know what the fuck thing's gonna do, but we're gonna call this number right here.
Awesome.
So here we go. I gotta fucking dial it first.
Oh yeah, in jail we call strange numbers. We don't know what they are.
Well, you know, you don't post just the number on Facebook and expect nobody to call it.
And, man, I swear, it better not be like that number that fucking...
Oh, about to find out.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on? Hello? Hello, Carrie.
Who is this? Are you from...
I'm going to run a radio.
It's just...
Recording.
If my mom catches me.
Carrietta! No, Mama.
You go to your closet and pray.
No! Oh, no!
Pray, little girl. Pray for forgiveness.
Let me out! Let me out! Carrie, you are your God here.
And God made Eve from the rib of Adam, and Eve was weak. Say it.
Don't you dare call this number again.
Press 1 to opt in and continue your experience with Carrie. By opting in, you grant Carrie and Sony Pictures permission to store your phone number and transmit additional messages in audio and text format without additional consent. Carrier fees may apply. For your privacy policy, go to www.sonypictures.com/corp/privacy.html. To opt out of the Carrie movie experience, please press 2.
Man, this is not a promotion for you, bitch.
Oh, that was some weird shit, wasn't it?
She got killed, man. Oh, no.
Call again. Let's hear you call again.
Oh, man, they don't need no promotion, man. It's not even a real person answering the fucking recording.
Yeah, I know.
No! Yeah, there we go. That's the type of shit you need on Halloween right now.
Oh, man.
So here's an answer. Well, for people that have power. what horror movie are you watching right now? Or been watching all day? Or started watching earlier? Anybody watching anything?
I haven't watched a single thing, man.
Nothing?
I haven't watched one movie all Halloween.
Watching some Michael Myers a little bit there, you know, watching that, some Jason in there.
Yeah, we need that. I need that. We need that up here, man. Throw it to me.
We can't really play movies here.
I'm watching Halloween, which is on Spike TV right now.
In other words, he's watching the version.
The 2007 version.
AKA the edited version. Is it on Spike TV?
Monero will edit it unless they're on some movie channel.
Yeah.
Which kind of takes the fun out of actually watching the movie. Which edited.
Well, none of the damn movie channels are running any horror movies.
Yeah, no, they're all running those stupid-ass movies.
Yeah, movies nobody wants to watch is what they're running.
Yeah, like 50 First Dates, 1,000 Words.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that movie, just not on Halloween, though.
Ethel, Unknown, The Descendants.
The hell channel was that?
HBO stuff. So.
Yeah, that's pretty much the only thing I had, except for the brief time I had all the other movie channels because they kept fucking up my internet. But I don't have those no more.
And apparently Starz has the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Dude, that's on fucking MTV.
Well, Starz makes sense, right?
Well, which one is it? They got the beginning on MTV.
Crap. I think it's, I've exited out. I'll try it again. Yeah, I have to get to channel 1000 again in this area.
I gotta skip to channel 1000.
Hey, these are channels I don't have. Sorry, the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Let's see what year. I have no clue. It's not really saying anything.
And you really didn't have to do all that, man. Just, okay, 2003, so it's like the same one, I think. No, the beginning of 2006 or something.
Jonathan Tucker, Mike Vogel, Erica Larson, or whatever the fuck her name is.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that one. I think I have that one.
Yeah, I think that's the 2000. That's the one from 2000.
Great, as it said.
Yeah, mainly only watched that one because Jessica Biel was in it, but anyway.
Yeah. That would have been the same reason I would watch it, only because of that.
Well, then again, you know, it was the Chainsaw Massacre or two, but that's whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, the newly made new Chainsaw Massacre, man, that was Texas Chainsaw Massacre. That shit was pretty tight, though. I didn't think it was going to be that gruesome, dude, and it was pretty gory. That shit had me jumping when I first watched it.
Well, you want to see an interesting type movie, go watch Sinister.
Sinister? I don't know. I don't think I've ever seen that.
That's out in theaters right now.
Yeah, it just came out recently.
Oh. Fuck, dude.
So if you ever to watch a movie or something, or wait until DVD, you know, you could watch that.
That's okay. Or, you know, you just wait for the fucking 3D version to come out in 2013.
Did you say the 3D version?
Yep, Texas Chainsaw 3D.
Oh, that. I thought you meant Sinister.
Yeah,
I was like what?
I highly doubt that.
I don't know, man. If they threw that in 3D, man, there's some parts, man, that might actually jump out at you.
Yeah.
Like, unlike, you know, your typical 3D movie that's just retarded and nothing really happens in it.
Yeah, and by the way, the one that Chris mentioned is the one in, from 2003.
I just said that.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
The one that I was saying was from like 2006 or something like that.
Nah, 2006 is, yeah, the beginning. Then you get the fucking, they have a comic book out of 4 too.
The fuck, man? You pull up Google.
On his phone, yes.
Hey, look, there's a Texas Chainsaw Massacre 1982 game for Atari.
For Atari, see?
Who the fuck has an Atari?
I mean, if I had an Atari, I'd be fucking happy. Because that shit was fucking badass back in the day.
All it was a fucking What's bar going back in a ball going up and down. And then they remade it on other systems to try to make it better, but they were just failing.
Well, yeah. I guess technically you could say the Atari was the first new age computer in the way, if you think about it.
For the old people. That's what I call it.
But Havoc's got 21% battery life left, so Havoc's going to try to get some sleep.
Oh, well then in that case, I'm going to play this Shadows of the Undead Halloween track here that's 7 minutes long.
All right, so you can go off. Get me out of the air, Doc.
So you go get some sleep, make love to Sandy, and we'll see you when you get power again.
Hell yeah, man.
Peace.
Peace. Later.
Welcome, boys and girls. Please take a seat for me as we tell you twisted tales of Halloween. Don't try to hide your eyes like a little whiny bitch as we take you on a journey with every bloody stitch. I was walking in the cemetery late one night. The moon and the stars were shining so bright. My drink and whiskey in my eyes. Welcome to the night where everyone dies. I found some fresh prey sitting on a headstone. You know it's not safe to be out this late alone. This is no place for the living, but for the dead and the sorry sad souls on which I fed. You don't belong here, but I'll fix you from life and existence with the pain that's drowning in the night. Just give yourself to me and I'll show you the way. Give me your soul as I take the pain away.
Have a very special place in the back of my mind, but you better beware, 'cause there's more. creatures of the night, crawling in and out of the holes in your head. The darkest day is the price you pay for the sin and wicked evil ways that you made your grace your race and degrade your brain and reach your end of days. Allow me to break your fucking face as I am this little tirade of hate with the wicked serenade.
That track was pretty good for length, and that was a pretty good track fitting the whole Halloween.
Yeah, be a little better if it wasn't 7 minutes long. But all in all, it was a good song.
Yeah, that track was dope, man. Who is that again?
Shadows of the Undead.
Shadows of the Undead is the fucking shit.
They're an underground group.
Well, of course. Juggalo Ride Radio, strictly underground, right?
Well, for the most part, yeah. You know, we got the little twist we like to throw in there.
Like Bizarre.
And, I mean, there are some artists that aren't underground, like Tech N9ne, for example.
Well, that dude's trying to, like, break out of being underground, man. That dude wants to live in the fucking mainstream, it looks like.
Yeah. I mean, like, off his latest EP, I swear only one of his tracks felt was, like, really dark. That was the first one. The rest were just, like, average.
For what are you talking about?
That last EP just released.
Oh.
The only track I felt was, like, the darkest one was that intro track, You're a Liar. That's about it.
Look, there's somebody talking. Oh, yeah, you'll come up with some questions, huh?
I'll figure it out.
I don't know, man. You should have just had Havoc send you all these questions.
I could do that, but I don't see how he could do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I don't know. You should try paying attention to his questions sometimes so you can remember them.
I'll listen to the whole interview so I can get most of his questions.
Hey, man. throwing Havoc in the limelight right now is kind of like a hard thing right now because he's sitting in the dark.
Well, who cares?
Well, yeah, he's kind of sitting in the dark, so, you know, we got to fill in for the things that are going on, like this interview tomorrow, which Chris
he's
is in
right
charge of.
Him, right? He's all right over there, right? Like, he's not flooding in and getting hurt and nothing, right?
You were just talking to him. You could ask him. But, no, it seems like he's doing all right. He just doesn't have any power or no heat.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You know what I mean? He's just sitting there in the dark. What could you really do? I mean, yeah, I know. I don't know if I really want to sit in my house when I got no power or shit. But, like, probably go somewhere.
Dude, I start bouncing off the wall. It's like kicking. Yeah, no, I wouldn't want to. I go sit on the roof, dude.
Well, there was a time where, like, we had no power and shit, and it was extremely hot outside. I'm like, motherfucker, it sucks. I was just going to go down to, like, the casino or whatever and shit at that time, and then this truck came through and fucking flicked the power back on, but I still left anyways. Yeah. But these people should get their damn power on at some point. These damn people are slacking over here.
Who cares? They can slack as much as they want. As long as we have power, who the hell cares?
Yeah, as long as I got power, it's all that matters. No, I'm just kidding.
Exactly.
He's in the backyard.
Yeah, like
the bonfire. That's where he's going to be.
Hey, bonfire? Man, speaking of bonfire, I think it was over there in, like, what was that, New Jersey or something? There was just, like, fires, you know, just bursting up out through the fucking streets all over the place and shit.
Yeah, I seen that. It's on the news. It's just
I thought people were just having, like, some fires and shit because they were cold or something, but no, man, this wasn't really supposed to be happening.
I didn't even know about that, but thinking, I stopped paying attention to the news after the whole majority of the storm happened.
Man, I only see bits and pieces of the news, man, so that's when you know I watch the damn news.
Yeah, I mean, I paid attention the day of the storm, like, you know, to see what the hell was going on. You know, see what stores were open, all that shit, but, yeah.
All I know is it's been raining over here nonstop, and it fucking sucks. That's all I know. But at least my house ain't flying around in a fucking hurricane, tornado, or anything, you know. So, that's all good. Although,
a big-ass fucking
branch fell off of my tree, though, man. That was... I don't know how the fuck that happened.
Yeah, I watched a couple branches fall.
It was a big ass chunk of my tree that was laying in my yard. I was like, what the fuck happened here?
You know, these are little branches up here.
Yeah, you're lucky, man.
Yeah, well, there's a big ass tree with little branches, dude. I'm like, yo, man, yo, Brian, we gotta get the fuck inside. Fuck this.
They're ducking and dodging small ass branches and shit. People were over some other places dodging like tree trunks and whole trees.
Yeah, tsunami. Yeah, man.
Yeah, tsunami's coming down the street. This motherfucker's worried about a little branch.
This branch is gonna come and hit me on the head.
I did something
nice.
This
tree is
gonna
come and kill me. I'm worried more about the branch.
Better go grab like a fucking surfboard and shit, man.
I watched somebody's backyard toy flying in the street, dude. I did something nice. I went up, grabbed it, dude, and I actually stuffed it into their porch. They're probably like, what the fuck? Where did that come from?
They're probably like, this ain't even mine. Like, this crazy motherfucker. What about the song?
My bad, man. Singing Dez. Hey, Chris, you got the soundboard up?
Why are you talking to Chris, man? Talk to me, man. I got the soundboard.
Oh, ghetto, man. You got that soundboard? For the Halloween occasion, do you get that KUZ uploaded yet?
KUZ? What is that, cuz?
Devil Ran Round.
Is that you or something?
Yeah, that's that shit that I sent you.
I don't even think I knew what the hell your name was.
Well, it's a project. It's not a foundation yet, so it's a project, man. Work on one day at a time.
Now, what did you send it to have? What did you send it to Havoc as?
I sent it as K.U.Z. Devil Ran Ram.
Because I wonder if that's even up here.
I'm checking.
Because it's not under KU.
He said he had to re-upload it like the last two times it was up on here. And
man, he probably never put it on here.
He played it twice for me already, but that's why I said you guys were going to owe me a dropkick the last time I was on here, because it's like, I think I'm the only one requesting it.
Yeah.
Well, nobody really knows about it.
I just looked that up, K.U.Z. Nothing on the soundboard.
There's nothing on there.
By that name, no.
You guys don't know Havoc's Juggalo Rider Radio. That's where I sent it to the email.
Yeah, that we do not have access to.
Yeah,
Havoc told us the email, but they never told us the password or anything.
But you know what? I got something just for you, just because we don't have that. You get a little ABK Priscilla.
Boop.
Of October is when she comes back. Priscilla, the neighborhood child goat, been around for years, so and so has no hope. Only shows herself 1 month the whole year, and for that whole month the block's in fear. Not knowing what this girl might do, keeps you in bed, up all night, scared to move. When I was young, this bitch had me shook, with that ratty hair, through dirty clothes, and evil look. Come October, I was in for good, cause once midnight hit, all you heard through the hood was... Priscilla wants to trick or treat because she missed out. I hear those screams haunting my dreams to this very day. House still stands with no occupants, and I think that it's always gonna stay that way. People drive by, stop but move on. Can't stand that vibe of a murder and doing wrong. Priscilla's life full of pain and hate, and at 9 years old Priscilla met her fate. Found dead in her bed with her throat slit. Guess her mama had a problem that she couldn't fix, so she did her in and left her daughter there to die in that house of sin. Priscilla wants to trick or treat because she missed out. She says, because her soul's trapped in that house and can't get out. Priscilla looks out her window, asking for help when people walk by slow. She's missing out on her favorite day and can't play because she's in that house locked away. While the rest of us trick or treat, she's inside dressed up with no place to be. Madder than hell at the world because she cannot go. Now every Halloween she comes out to let us know that she ain't have to die. But her mom was insane and she took her life, and it just so happened to be Devil's Night, October 30th with a butcher's knife. One slice. God rest her soul, Priscilla's dead and gone, but her spirit still roams, and I don't think it's gonna go away until they condemn that house where Priscilla stayed. Priscilla wants to trick or treat because she missed out. She says, because her soul's trapped in that house and can't get out. Priscilla wants to trick or treat because she missed out. Because her soul's trapped in that house and can't get out. Get out.
And we are back. No, nobody cared.
Can I make one more request if you guys got it? Just because I heard it the other day, and the fucking shit blew my motherfucking mind.
Well, that depends if we even have it.
Okay. You guys grab that new Twisted Abomination CD, first off?
Yes. Okay.
On the soundboard.
Oh, shit. Can you guys play something? Anything? Roy, that track, fucking, what is it, Two Side of Penny, what the fuck was it called?
Coin Flip Lunatic, maybe?
Coin Flip.
Is that what you're looking for?
Didn't
we already play that the last time you were here?
I don't, maybe you did, but I didn't hear the Abomination CD until after the last show, so I probably didn't recognize it, but you guys can play anything off of that fucking CD, dude.
Well, here you go. We'll go with Coin Flip Lunatic featuring Royce da 5'9", just for Adam.
All right.
Yeah.
I ain't the one, so they calling me number two, and it's true, cause I'm the shit with the attitude of a mosh pit. I come equipped with a quarter to flip, border and six, short and a wick, and I can show you just how gory it get.
Yeah,
I'm more than a twist, and I got the ID to prove it, but the only witness to chainsaw right through it. Person of interest, not me, like Lacey, I'm scot-free, and first in a short line of people with killing this mind fluence. It might be them shoes, cause them Nikes been telling me to do it, so somebody hand me the knife. I'm about to lose it like the screws on a white beat. Congruent with an even and a regular human could not be like me. I give a fuck, I'll rob a zombie and put some nickel in his back. I'm a chainsaw mask, I'm on crack, and I got the spirit of Leatherface inside me.
What's
this, the
4989.
I'm hot
right now.
4989.
Listen to me.
Please
hurry.
Listen to me. Who is it? Lunatic. About to try a chicken by the sea and try to tuna fish. About to drown a guy and girl. Turn around and call it unisex. Max his exoskeleton out his body. Now his body gelatin. That hair trigger is highly delicate. So your homie on me, front me, chump. You know, see why I humpy hump. You know me, tie a noose around my ankle. I'm gon' bungee jump. Always down for homicide. Riding around with an army gun that's modified. Down to die, but I'm trying to keep my style alive. Yeah. But I've been the tightest when I spit this venomous fire. You can feel it inside the end. That's the gut feeling. I'm getting appendicitis. I dig deeper than cold minus gold Midas touch. Got 90,000 plus people throwing lighters up.
Yeah.
Speaking of gold, that's what I might have struck. Y'all are disgusted at how much that I am disgusted. The reason you got your eyelids shut. Rock City is what I'm a product of. Put the district attorney body on lay away, so I ain't got to buy the chug.
911, can you police fire? Obviously, you don't have broken my house. I'm so scared. What is that? Is there anybody out? Okay. I'm so scared. I don't know how. I don't know where. Please help me. Help me. Help me.
Get rid of the flip of this coin toss. Come and dance on the edge of the night to the switch of soul without a drop of blood loss. Gonna get that knife from head over heels and bow it. If I flip the tail, your head's in the back. Leave your wheelchair bound, cause I'm taking both of your legs. Blast of a cannon, leaving with me the day with your stand on. A mentally divided decision, it's in my hand, and it's shining in the night under the light of the moon. Give it up to the blaze, clicking the flesh, hurtling you. Leaving the pussies covered with wounds, thinking just how I do. Cause my knife is like a dick and it loves fucking the wounds. As it cuts the leaves behind, I'm sick in my mind, and I'm sick in reality, supposedly intertwined. The both sides of the coin and personality too. The beginning of the toss will be the end of all of you.
Back.
Yep.
Nobody's ever fucking here.
I don't need to be freezing. The girl's sitting right in front of me with like mini shorts on, dude.
Hey, listen to this. Have you ever heard this? I'm an Eskimo and I'm giving out Eskimo pie. Halloween.
You're an Eskimo. Can we all taste your pie then?
Blanks or pies, you know. Get you. There's so many things for sex now. Or girls. Yeah.
So, are you offering your pie to us?
I'm like, hey, you want some free Eskimo pie? And they're like, what?
Yeah, man. Let's go.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
They want some free Eskimo pies.
Oh yeah.
I'm just saying. Joke around for one night only. I'm giving out Eskimo.
Well, you better get over here then.
Warning, you are on the radio.
Yes, I'm funny ass shit. I really is.
Explicit content. Eskimo pie.
It's only explicit if we see things.
Yeah.
That was my highlight of the day. Hold up with that, and yeah.
That was your highlight of the day. Wow. Sucks to be you.
Well, at least it just changed on November 1st, so we still have 23 hours, 40 minutes.
We have 23 hours left. Wow. What are we doing, a marathon to help the East Coast raise money and get the power back on?
Hey, I was saying we have 23 hours, 40 minutes left to give it by.
All right, call in now. We are now taking donations to help Havoc get his power back on.
Is that why he's not on the radio right now?
Yeah, he has no power, and he doesn't want his cell phone to die.
Oh, that's shitty, dude.
But no, get this. Get this. Okay. I saw this earlier that kind of made me angry. Okay. This other Juggalo page on Facebook is doing this contest thing, right? It's like, enter now, and then the winner would get a free download of the new Twisted CD, okay? But nobody will enter our contest in, and a winner would get a free physical copy of the same CD, you know, the fucking CD for free. Nobody will enter that shit, but they're all about the free download if they win some other contest.
Yeah, that's dumb as hell. I mean, seriously, a physical copy of a CD is worth more than a free download of it.
You can get a free download anywhere on the fucking internet.
Exactly.
But we're looking to send you the actual CD, you know, you get the cover art, you know, the booklet, the CD, all that shit. But nobody will enter a fucking contest. Until I posted that up, and now we got some people actually, you know, like, y'all joining that and shit. I'm broke as fuck.
Well, yeah, and remember how
I
we posted that up? That's when I just posted the link to the CD right there after we posted it up.
Yeah, that fucking douchebag can just go fucking die for all I care.
Yeah, honestly.
And it's still there to this point. I'm not deleting it. I was actually thinking about posting that link on that other contest.
Do it. Who cares?
The one that gets the free download if they win the contest. I just posted there right now, and they can all fucking win.
Yeah, do it. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah, then I'll be the asshole. They'll be like, what the fuck, man?
Who cares?
I really don't care. I mean, I should.
It would just be perfect.
Did you guys hear about the I don't know if it, I'm not sure if it's contest or not, but there was something on Facebook about finishing a Halloween track on an I don't know if ICP post or something. It was talking about if you finish the verse, the end of your verse will be on a new Halloween track.
I don't know.
My mom was telling me about it, man. She's like, go and fucking do that shit. I was like, fuck yeah. You gotta send me the post though. I'm using my fucking.
Well, I mean, we're not really gonna be able to do something like that because we're not as terrible as that little kid that was rapping on that Tosh.0 thing. So.
Tosh.0? I don't understand. I don't know.
There was some little kid that put a video online. It was a little Juggalo dude, has face paint, and he was rapping and shit, and it was fucking terrible. And, like, you know, they're pretty much making fun of it and shit, and then they put it on Tosh.0, and it so happened that ICP actually came through and, like, you know, recorded and, you know, did the video, you know, some of the song with the kid and shit, too.
What? I gotta check that shit out, man. You should check it out.
Send
it to my Facebook, man. Share it on my Facebook if it's possible.
I'm not quite sure how I'm going to find it. I guess I'll have to find it on YouTube.
I know. I'm so, like, internet deprived right now. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I'd probably go nuts if I didn't have the internet. But, yeah. It's my brain.
We'll get there.
We'll get there one day.
One day. I'm not sure if that's how the song goes, but. No. Stars all the way, man. It's not stars. That's for sure. Stars has got that the great European sound. We don't want your body. We don't want your body.
Oh, here we go again. Here's that terrible song you were singing the other night. Fucking shit. What the hell's your damn name? I don't even know where the hell you're at on Facebook. There you go.
What the hell's your damn name? I don't even know where you're at on Facebook. That would be awesome if you were saying that's like Havoc.
Well, there was a point in time I didn't know what he was either.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they're just people, you know, you just don't talk to on a daily basis. You know what the fuck your name is on Facebook.
One day, man, I'll have $500 and I will get a computer. It's pathetic, dude. That's all it costs for a fucking laptop, and I can't get a motherfucking $500 bill, dude.
Oh, whoops, man. That's not what I wanted to do. I didn't want to post it on my fucking profile.
Post on yours, share it on his. It all works.
Dude, I can't even post it on his page. Fuck you, YouTube.
Bullshit. That's so bullshit. Send it in a message.
I'm just saying, YouTube fucking won't let me, you know, share things sometimes, and it's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like a song I was trying to post this morning or whatever. It was like, no. What the fuck you mean, no? Fucker.
Just watched my homies down at the club tonight. I went down there for a minute and I was walking by and I just happened to hear my friend Sick Minds fucking yelling out the fucking door on the microphone. So I jumped into the bar for a minute, dude. Obviously, I'm not really supposed to do that because I'm staying at a sober house right now, but I didn't drink nothing, so I think I'm good. And it just happened to be like fucking 60 fucking people that I knew, dude. Just fucking everyone, what's up, man? Whoop, whoop, yeah. Happy Halloween, fucking shit was going wild in there, dude. But yeah, I got to see them fucking come up on stage. A group called Garbage Pail Kids. Fucking
Garbage Pail Kids. Ain't that little fucking toy?
Maybe.
Anyway.
Yeah, but yeah, dude. Yeah, it's fucking dope. I'm gonna have my friends. Yeah, I'm gonna have to have them send some fucking music to you guys.
Well, there you go. Tell them to do that.
We get some versatilities. I think we get some problems too, but we don't talk about those.
We don't talk about those. But we can listen to another song, and we're going to listen to Schizophrenics, whatever the fuck your name's on there. Heartless.
All right.
No emotions in the mind, no feelings in the heart. So heartless, heartless, ripping you apart. Evil flowing through the brain, and it will never stop. So heartless, heartless, watch your body drop. No emotions in the mind, no feelings in the heart. So heartless, heartless, ripping you apart. Evil flowing through the brain, and it will never stop. So heartless, heartless, watch your body drop. I'm heartless, let's start this off with a bang. Get the Necronomicon, raise the dead, let's do the damn thing. I let my nuts hang with the dick where you pussies. I'll put you in the oven, make a batch of human cookies. Cooking up you rookies, make you soft, tender, and mushy. I love to make a feast, it goes well with some cushies. I'm so heartless, regardless, you cross this, you turn into a target. Target, prepare to meet darkness. Bring down into the pitch, black surrounded by demons. You're kicking and screaming, but they're hungry, you're fiending. On your body, the beating, eating you alive. As you pray to your God above, you slowly die. That's right. Nobody can save you, no matter what you do. Look me in the face, what you do, then you are through. I got your life in my hands, and torture is the plan. Sharpen up the tools,
a killing just begin.
No emotions in the mind, no feelings in the heart. So heartless, heartless, ripping you apart. Evil flowing through the brain, and it will never stop. So heartless, heartless, watch your body drop. No emotions in the mind, no feelings in the heart. So heartless, heartless, ripping you apart. Evil flowing through the brain, and it will never stop. So heartless, heartless, watch your body drop. I'm a dickhead, people call me heartless. Fuck your family photos, your kids' school play was garbage. All I'm looking for is that whore you call your daughter as I tie the family up and prepare them for the slaughter.
It's a boss non-stop, no emotions in my mind. I would have to say this family is one of a kind. Stand some fucking eyes and laugh, make you all blind. Where's your fucking daughter? Gotta kill a little time.
Here's a little skin, hack away with the star.
Oh, look who it is.
The daughter faints a hard fall. Pick her body up, tie a gag real tight. Tonight's the night, I'ma guide you to the light.
I call tears on the neck, I'm about to have fun. Always missing from your face, I think it is your tongue. I cut that bitch out, as I wave it in your face. Your whole family is dead, and we're gone without a trace.
No emotions in the mind, no feelings in the heart. So heartless, heartless, ripping you apart. Evil flowing through the brain, and it will never stop. So heartless, heartless, watch your body drop. No emotions in the mind, no feelings in the heart. So heartless, heartless, ripping you apart. Evil flowing through the brain, and it will never stop. So heartless, heartless, watch your body drop.
Yes, sir. We are back.
Yep.
I posted that fucking link to the Juggalo page I was talking about.
Oh.
So they could download the torrent to the new Twisted album.
That's awesome.
I'm waiting for it to get deleted.
Yeah, and apparently a third person liked the picture and even commented on it.
Apparently these people are throwing in a few extra things along with the free download because they realize that, you know, that's absolutely nothing.
That's awesome.
Fucking morons, man. I hate these people on the internet.
It's like, if you guys like my page, I'll give you a free download to my newest song, which is on YouTube. And if you don't know how to download a song, I'll buy YouTube. You're a fucking idiot.
Shit, man, I post something up on the Juggler Rider Radio like page, and then the people that, you know, we promoted at, you know, one point, you know, he sent me a free download to his CD, which, you know, I understand, you know what I mean? But, like, to give away a free download, that's fucking stupid.
Yeah, if you give away a free download, then somebody else is going to pass it along, somebody else, and it's just going to keep going around.
So how'd you feel about that song, though?
I thought it was pretty damn good.
Yeah, these people, I think you could probably enjoy them. They're like your type of style of music you like to listen to all the time.
Yeah, I can agree with that.
Like their whole CD, man, you probably enjoy it.
All right, I'll check it out.
Well, yeah, I mean, I have it, but it's 23 tracks.
All right, well, it. Later on.
Heavy ass CD, dude.
It's with that dude Jay Killer, man. Remember him?
Oh, that guy Jay Killer. Okay.
Yeah,
he's watched his name a thousand times.
The group is him, and I think the other dude's his uncle or something. Something like that.
Okay, because it has him in it, never mind.
But no, here's something you won't like, though. On the CD, they actually have a feature from... Drum roll, please.
Weird drum roll?
Hobson.
Okay, fuck that shit.
Wait, did the same guys that were just playing have a song featuring Austin?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. That's dope.
I suppose so. I mean, if you're a fan of Hobson, I mean, that would be dope.
You guys don't like Hobson?
Yeah, I'm not really a fan of him. Don't really care.
Yeah, the way that I look at Hobson is, he worked with the Joker at one time. The Joker's an asshole, so Hobson's an asshole.
That's a beautiful way to look at it.
Yeah, it is.
Well, I couldn't put it better myself.
Hell, I even heard that Acetone actually was in my, you know, boy Acetone, whatever. He was actually in a studio with the Joker at the same time as him, not, you know, working with him, just, you know, at the same time. And he was the total asshole then, too.
Okay, then.
Yep. No reason to like him. No reason for him to have any fans.
Well, you know what I say. No singing at my funeral.
All
no
right.
Singing at my funeral. I can't stand to see you break that. So when I die, place me in my coffin, face that. Don't want to hear the preacher preaching all that rap on that. Place me face down so the world can kiss my black ass. Leave me but they give us, don't make it a closed coffin. Cause if you do, I'll come back and haunt you kinda often. But tell that bitch singing, we shall overcome the prophet.
Uploading it, is that what you're doing?
I'm pasting it into this thing. pasting
it into this thing.
Copy YouTube link and paste it here. Okay. Lame, standard quality MP3. Should I go in extreme, insane, or standard?
I don't know what you're asking.
Ah, screw it. I'll go extreme quality.
Extreme
download.
Quality? What the fuck is that?
2 minutes, 52 seconds is how long the track is, and it's already halfway done.
Put them in the bag. Put them in the bag. Well, till that point, we will listen to another track from Schizophrenics. Unstable Mentality.
All right.
Yeah. house without a beat. Look in your bed and you sound asleep. It's your death that I fucking need. Stand over you when I watch you breathe. In my mind I watch you bleed. After it's done your soul is mine. Take your eyes and make you blind. Out comes your tongue to mother your screams. Stab you in the gut for my broken dreams. My mind is unstable with the unstable click. The unstable click do that work for shit. I'm so unstable that I scared your bitch. Make her hate me, make her sick. Make your bitch just suck my dick. Don't you judge me, I'm not sick. That's just the way that my brain works. If I do it, I'ma make it hurt. Disagreement, I'm putting work on these haters, they're so squirts. Look in my eyes and you see no fear. Look all around you, God's not here. Hate what I make, cause I make you fall. Out through the window, blasting off. Once you hit the ground and the blood just spray. Your life was pointless anyway. I bring the wicked every day. I don't give a fuck what my haters say. Meet me at night and you hear them pray. Rep that word, what they just think. They pray to God that the soul be saved. But it's this soul that the devil will take.
Yes, Chris, that is the name of the song.
Okay, and now the soundboard fucking froze. Like, typical. Double track, right. It always happens.
Well, way to go. It's all Adam's fault, pretty much.
What's that, man?
I blame Happy, because he's not here to defend himself.
I said it's all your fault, Adam.
No, it ain't, man. No, it ain't.
It took him a minute, man.
Everything's your fault.
He was,
it's not.
He was just going to go with it, but then he's like, wait a minute.
I had that Independence Day poster up on my wall for like an hour, for like months, dude, so I'm pretty sure I know what it's like to have fingers pointed at me. If you don't know, there's like on the poster of or the front cover of the Independence Day, you got that glow in the dark guy with the finger pointing at you.
No, see, that could have went like different ways, man. Because you're saying that, and then I was also thinking the movie with Will Smith, and then I was thinking like Uncle Sam pointing at you.
There's a Will Smith poster up on the wall that says, and it's a really good quote, man. It says, if you're absent during my struggle, don't expect to be present during my success. Will Smith. Pretty good quote from... What was that?
Wasn't that from a movie, but, like, not with him?
Yeah, with Samuel L. Jackson. Probably.
What the hell is that from? I remember, because it was, like, some kid... that got famous for, like, basketball or something, and then all of a sudden then his father showed up at the thing, talking, you know, like, trying to, you know, be like, yeah, I've always been there and shit.
Oh, that kind of movie.
And then the kid's like, no, get out of here, you know, you've never been here and shit. I'm really not quite sure if it was Will Smith that said that.
It was Daniel Jackson, because he's in every fucking thing.
Look at these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane.
Exactly.
Say it
my
again,
point.
Motherfucker, I dare you.
Exactly my point.
Yeah, he said a lot of good lines. Usually with the word motherfucker.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, man, by the way, dude, you guys ever seen Mango Pepsi?
No.
I know, you guys are a bunch of bagel drinkers.
I actually don't drink bagel.
Well, actually, I'm probably going to die from this because I'm a big fan of iced tea, and I've been drinking that for fucking ever. And it's known to give you kidney stones and shit like that.
Well, then again, all drinks give you something bad besides water, and who the hell just drinks fucking water?
Havoc.
Thank it.
He might spice it up here and again, you know, with that Mio, but I'm just guessing.
Yeah, but Havoc also wears duct tape suits.
Exactly. He's not mentally right.
Yeah, he does. He does do that as well. Well, I don't know if he does it anymore.
He probably does. He might tell us that we make fun of him forever on that.
Maybe you should switch the Velcro.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, yeah, like you know, the Rider track. It's my pimp suit. Pimp suit.
Yeah, that's his pimp suit, man. He walks around with duct tape on. Little duct tape bow tie.
No wonder he only gets girls like... Well...
Ouch, that's a low blow, man.
Girls that nobody else wants to date.
I think it's the fact that if they get too close to them, they get attached.
Well
that's not going to get too close to them.
It's usually what happens when you got duct tape on, you know, put duct tape around
exactly.
things. So it
I'm
doesn't come apart.
Yeah. I love Band-Aid brands. The Band-Aid stick on me.
I really wish you would have actually said that. That would have been awesome.
He's really singing a Band-Aid song.
Yeah. Here, click on Happy. Then he starts singing a Band-Aid song.
Well, it was more like he was picking on him by singing the Band-Aid song.
Yeah, exactly. We both think on all of us think on Havoc because he's not here.
Yeah, that was for him to rest easy. I don't hate my motherfuckers.
Oh, we have to hate Havoc because it's just <solid. laughs>
Mainly because there's nobody else to.
Yeah.
We're going like 30 seconds, dude. Sorry, man, my beef noodles.
What?
My Marukan instant lunch beef noodles.
Did you just say a Wugan? Are you playing fucking Street Fighter?
I have no idea what he's doing.
He was like, these noodles right here. A Wugan!
Exactly.
Street Fighter. What are you doing, man? Relax. It's just the fucking noodles, man.
Man, who ain't gonna come up on Juggalo Rider Radio tonight on Halloween? On the night after Halloween, the morning after Halloween.
Mainly everybody on the West Coast that got power.
Yeah, besides Rabbit.
No, she ain't gonna be here because she's at a party and shit. Not like she's gonna be here anyway. No, she said she was going to a birthday party or something. So.
Yeah,
that's where she
should
be at.
All I knew as of today was that her boyfriend was out of jail.
Yeah. I heard about that, too.
That's about as far as I know for today.
You realize that these are recorded, right?
Yeah.
What's recorded?
The episode?
No way. Are you serious?
Oh, shit. We both think I'm having.
Well, what the fuck am I talking all this shit for? People are going to hear this.
Yeah. Joe might hear it. Havoc will hear it.
We need to pay for one of those long beeps.
Don't worry. The secret voice in your head will tell you which number to print.
Beep.
Speaking of which, we're going to play that.
All right.
I gotta find it. Twisted, where you at?
Twisted. What's going on?
Fuck is this?
Yeah, I mean, I fucked with Rabbit yesterday because I was at, like, Target or something to get some, like, DVDs and whatnot.
The fuck you at Target for, man? You're trying to buy some cheap candy.
No, I was trying to buy some DVDs because, you know, Best Buy was still closed because of the whole fucking power outage.
But Target would
have electricity. Yes. Target's about 15 minutes away from Best Buy because they had power.
What the fuck?
But anyways, so I saw, like, you know, a dog toy or a rabbit, so I just took a picture of it and said, yeah, I said to her, I was like, this costs $10, but still, it's too much money to spend to buy you, so fuck that. And no response.
You said, here's a dog toy that I'm not going to buy for you. Fuck you.
It's like, I found you in a store, but I'm not going to buy you. $10 is too much to buy you.
Yeah,
fuck that.
Too much.
And you didn't respond to that.
Better like a $5 piggy bank. That would stay low.
Hello and welcome to Psychopathic Psychiatric Assistance. Please listen to the automated menu and choose from the following options that best fit your mood and or symptoms. If you suffer from necrophilia, press 1, but we highly doubt your suffering. If you are obsessive compulsive, press 2 100 times. If you have multiple personalities, press 3, 4, 5, and 6. If you are delusional, press 7 and your call will be transferred to Nibiru. If you are codependent, ask someone to press 8 for you. If you are paranoid, we know who you are, what you want, and we're going to kill you. Press 9 and stay on a line long enough so that we may trace your call. If you are depressive, it really doesn't matter which number you press because no one cares about you and we don't either. 7171771, press dyslexic, RUF. If you have low self-esteem, you should probably hang up as your call isn't worth our time. If you are schizophrenic, we're confident the voices in your head will tell you which secret number to press. If you have short-term memory loss, do you seriously remember what you're calling about? If you have a nervous disorder, place your shaking hands on the phone and press whatever numbers you can until you hear it.
One, 9.
That'd be great if that was really a number, though.
Yeah.
People would be calling it and shit.
I wish we had, like,
oh,
little UFOs flying around us. That way you could, like, push them, dude, and they'd play music for you and shit. Like, if I had a little personal UFO.
What kind of drugs are you on, man? I wish I had UFOs flying around me so they could play music.
I don't think I've ever done a drug. I mean, I've done pot, dude, but. Well, what does weed get you?
Hogan! Like, what the hell's going on, man? UFOs and shit. Greetings, Earthling. Take me to your leader.
After my beef noodles.
After your beef noodles?
Yeah, my Marukin.
This is not up to you.
Were we uploading a song?
Yeah, like 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, it's already uploaded.
What do you mean you're not going to do it?
I can't do it.
No, I'm telling you. I went through all this shit to get this motherfucker here. You're doing it.
I can't do it. He's looking at me, and I can't. Turn him around the other way.
What difference does that make? You're going to stab his ass? Look,
no.
Stab this motherfucker.
You grab one arm, Blaze grab the other one. Turn him around. I can't. He's looking at me.
I don't care. It doesn't matter. He can't see you. There's a blindfold on him.
All right, wait a minute. Son of a... I can't do it.
What are you doing?
I can't do it.
I swear to God, stab this motherfucker.
You stab him.
Give me the
Take
fucking
the
knife.
Knife.
I don't give a... Give me the fucking knife. Look, come... You ready to... here we... I can't fucking...
Give me the fucking knife. I'm going to do it.
No, I'm going to do it. I'll do it. I said I was going to do it. I'm going to do it.
Here, take the knife.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, I stabbed
you. Are you fucking
serious? Oh, my God, I'm sorry.
You just
please,
stabbed
please.
Me.
You just
fucking stab them?
Sorry, I'm nervous.
Dude.
That's a lot of blood.
Will somebody let me go?
She just fucking stabbed. Anyway, don't be so fucking quiet now, and the fucking aliens get you.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
What'd they do?
Oh, wait.
Turn you into fucking Daniel Bryan?
No. Okay, I'm done with this shit.
That'd be one hell of a thing right there to get abducted by aliens and they turn you into Daniel Bryan.
Right.
Turn you into a goat?
Yeah, exactly.
What the hell are they doing on them spaceships nowadays?
Ask Havoc. He should know. That's why he has no power.
Well, if he's on a UFO, I don't think he needs power.
Well, he should have power on a UFO. It's just that they're dumbing him down, so he doesn't think he has power when he actually does.
They're like, you will be dumb, and I will be glad when you're dead, motherfucker.
Yo, 1990, whatever, closed casket. Yo, we still coming out of coma. And yo, tell them how you feeling right now. I'll be glad when you dead. Take a two, just a head, fill a body bag. Blood stained, bloody mag. I can't rest till I put one dead in the center of your chest. In a T-A-S, fuck the gun control. Sell my soul, got the dust of insanity. I'm slipping, oh no. Am I wicked, kick the wicked, some are wicked. Shit, I back in with the Mac 10. Motherfucker, what you wanna do? Fuck your crew, I don't give a fuck. You know what you can fuck when I buck. Better duck or I'ma take 1, 2, 3 niggas down with me, cause I don't give a fuck, punk. I'll be glad when you dead.
I'll be glad when you dead, motherfucker.
Hello.
What's going on?
Oh, I know. Only crap on TV. Just looking through the soundboard. Tracklist, seeing if there's anything I want to hear eventually tonight.
Eventually tonight. We got 23 minutes.
Yeah, I see that. I'm just trying to check if there's anything I want to hear that hasn't been played on here for a while. And I'm going to go with art that I don't usually, you know, listen to that often. So, you know, no way like Prozac or whatever. You know what I mean? Something different.
Well, here, I'll give you permission. You can go in and play a Comatose song if you want.
Well, I mean, I was thinking we should. Well, yeah, considering we have the interview tomorrow, might as well play something by him. Let's see, what track? Cover of Michael Jackson song. That one's kind of old. Let's see. Ah, fuck it. Let's go with the longest song off his new CD. Actually, no, screw it. I'll just go with the title track, I'm Madman.
Thank you.
All right, and we are back. Oh, fuck. Seems like it's too early.
Well, way to go.
Yeah. So, let's see. 18 minutes. And I feel like we should play a track that we have not played in a while. That is 6 minutes long, so fuck it. And I will leave the track name anonymous, because we're both on it.
Oh, shit.
Ghost, you girl.
Really?
Yeah.
No competition, why you even try?
What do you do when bitches give you gas? Call the ghost jokers, we're coming with dead ass. You're no competition, why you even try? We'll choke your ghost out, why would we lie? These things living in your ceiling and in your wall. If you're having ghost problems, you know who to call. You won't get far being a stupid host. You say what you want, but you always be nasty.
Why the fuck you act so flashy? You just a ghost, we gonna choke trashy. Why the fuck do we choke you? Oh wait, cause you such a joke fool. Why the fuck do we let you go in peace? You just a mark of the deceit. And there's a reason why we choke you out. Do this shit, cause it's right without a doubt.
There's something strange in your neighborhood. Who you gonna call?
Ghost chokers.
There's something weird and it don't look good. Who you gonna call?
Ghost chokers.
Felt the presence of a ghost near me. They were just trying to haunt me, drive me weary. But I kind of by the next ghost started to fear me. I started to choke it within a sec, trying to go ahead and dissect, making sure it was so perfect. Before they were choked out, check as nothing happened in its past haunting. All this shit seemed so daunting. Yet for some reason it was calling me to the ghost choking sport. Do other jobs, right? Of course. When we choke out a ghost, there is no remorse.
Chokers.
If something weird and it don't look good, who you gonna call?
Ghost chokers.
If something strange in your neighborhood, who you gonna call?
Ghost chokers.
It's a full moon, I feel something changing in me. Grab a knife out the drawer, I'm feeling real antsy. Twisted thoughts up in my mind, don't know what to do with them. Writing these lyrics down, I'm about to go through on them. I'ma cut your preacher's throat in your church's mass. I'ma dissect you like a frog in science class. I love it more when I see that you're afraid. I'm gonna fuck you with a saw blade. I'ma raid your house, suffocate you with a pillow. Stab you up like Streamland or your organs show. They say we a gang, guess we better bring the violence. Going James Holmes on them, killing off my audience. Fry you in your tanning bed, eat you like a taco. Cannibalism at its finest, nothing you can do, bro. Ever hear the saying, I love you for what's inside? I'm going to hell, I'm enjoying the ride. Dancing with the devil in the pale moonlight. All the evil in me is coming out tonight. No one safe, hide your kids, hide your eyes. I'm so dangerous with a bush and eyes.
With the devil, be a killer party. Get down with Satan's army. Put your blood in my Bacardi. Fuck with me, bitch, yeah. You can't even handle me. I'll make you watch me kill every little kid in your family. Sit on me on your hands, I'll torture you mentally. Then you'll be a You're about to lose your limbs when you see the lights go dim. I'll snap you like a Slim Jim. About to release my rage. Just me and you center stage. Running for the fences like I'm in a back cage. Heavy crowing on your hand. I'll be the last thing you see. My fury can't withstand. You saying don't kill me, but the beast can't help myself. A monster I become when the moon comes out at night. My head I can't escape from. The demon needs to be released. Won't stop till you deceive. Thanks for dancing with the devil. Now it's time for peace.
Dancing with the devil in the pale moonlight. All the evil in me is coming out tonight. No one safe, hide your kids, hide your wife. I'm so dangerous with a bush and knife.
To go with that track, even though now hearing it, my verse sounds shitty.
I don't know, man. That song is just too fucking long. We don't need to listen to that all the way through.
Yeah, because that part was just that whole same thing over and over and over again.
Yeah, that's all it is, man. Like, it should have ended at the one. It should have ended at the one point, but it goes on for a whole other minute.
Yeah, anyway, that's visit.
Yeah, I don't know. It was just something to do. I had to use the whole beat.
Yeah, but I mean, hell, at least we know now. I mean, I'm getting better with my equipment, which, I mean, that was like when I was still, you know, noob with my equipment, even though I'm still having a few problems with it, but at least I get, you know, of course every artist gets better with their equipment after they use it longer, right?
Man, I'm fucking having a problem with my shit, man, because fucking at some points I record some shit and then I hear nothing wrong with this shit, and then I play it back so many times, and then I start hearing, like, crackling in the background and shit. I'm like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah, like, honestly, the way that I do it, I can hear the fucking beat again, which I'm having trouble with that still. But the way I would do it is, like, I listen to it, you know, like, 3 or 4 times, and I'd be like, okay, you know, if I feel good, then I send somebody else to listen to it, who also, you know, does the music stuff. So, you know, I can have therapy.
That's also a problem I got, too, because my speakers are real fucking weird and, like, they make things sound really low and fucking retarded and shit. Sometimes playing CDs, like, it's all out of whack and shit. I can't hear nothing. It's just straight bass and whatnot. So I send it to Busta B, and if he tells me it sounds good, then we good.
Yeah, and I mean, like, with me, I send something like, you know, either acetone or it'll be one of them.
Yeah, I mean, most of the time I just make my own decision. It sounds fine to me, and then I just use it. Other times, you know, if somebody else is on the track or something, yeah, send it to them. And if it sounds good to them, then we're good.
Yeah, I mean, it all depends. Like, with me, I always want somebody's opinion on it, you know, in the whole music thing as well. That, you know, I work with a lot.
Since I gave myself a little play there, I'll give you and your people a little play as well.
Your attention.
There you go.
Let me get this.
Like winter temperatures in Michigan, searching for the perfect soul to snatch. She had him listening, holding on to every word. The look in her eyes was glistening with a fire deep inside. But something always seemed so different when they were mixed together like a glass of rum and soda. Every time they met, it was another episode of love, hate unsold, escapes from fate. Hold up, wait, this ain't over. There's so much more, but it gets so morbid, horrific, sure. It's stories of war, no peace anymore. So damn immoral, real situations that brought anger and sorrow. Many demons yesterday met no angels tomorrow. Looking for some kind of higher power he can borrow. As he stared into the clouds high, let's just face it's what he let out with a loud cry. Nah, he ain't ever been a proud guy, but definitely always one that stood out in a crowd light. Killing him softly with her lust for blood, it gets her off to see many men die. One time, two time, killing them softly with her lust. She needs to feed yo, she's nothing but evil.
so we did her first advice, make him commit suicide.
Killing them softly with her lust, fur blood, it gets her up to see many men die. One time, two time, killing them softly with her lust. She needs to feed you, she's nothing but evil, pure evil.
As he lay lifeless next to her admitting defeat, her heart slowly beating as she gasped for air. Witnesses surrounding the crime scene, they all stare, but no one runs to help, cause fuck, it's such a nightmare. Bloodstained hair reflecting the moonlight's glare. You can hear the sirens screeching through the night as she puts us to quiet. This battle for her life, the fight for her life didn't stop her sick thoughts. No remorse or regret for the scene that she caused. Paramedics run to help her in a hurry, slowly lift her up to place her on a gurney. She knows he will never see the light of day. Smile on her face as the ambulance pulls away.
Killing him softly with her lust, fur blood, it gets her up to see many men die. One time, two time, killing him softly with her lust. She needs to feed you, she's nothing but evil, pure evil.
We're back again.
Okay.
Adam, did the aliens get you?
Apparently they did.
How are your noodles? Okay then. They must be delicious.
The aliens definitely got him.
They're eating his noodle.
Exactly. They're molesting his noodles in front of him and making him see what he's supposed to do. Damn.
So where the hell's the Eskimo at? Where'd she go?
Where the hell's the Eskimo?
Remember that Eskimo girl that was here earlier talking about?
Oh, yeah, yeah, now I remember.
Talking about we can have her pie.
Yeah. Yeah, where the fuck is she? I want to
think it's about that time, man. You know what I'm saying? Go for a nice little treat.
Exactly.
I guess we lost both of them.
Apparently, even though it still says they're on.
Yeah, but we lost them. Okay, then.
So I have to ask one thing, because this is what Abby said before, like, to me on Facebook. He said, well, I still have a little bit of power, so I'm going to fuck with Ghetto on the soundboard. Did he do anything? The fuck
have, you heard have you heard him do anything?
Well, no, I was asking because I called him, like, right at the time of the show.
No, he didn't do anything.
Oh, he said that he was going to play the Miz's theme.
Come on, that'd be a dead giveaway of who it was.
Yeah, exactly.
Come on,
I said, fuck it. I'm not calling in that until the show.
Well, that's all right. I like to play tricks on him whenever he has a song for the start of the show. I like to change that.
Exactly.
I tried doing that the other day or whatever, but then it turns out there wasn't even a show.
That day? Yeah.
So it was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, and speaking of a show that's tonight or whatever, we should probably, I don't know, do you think we should put one of Coma's new songs as an intro track or what?
Fuck it, doodle.
I have no clue how to do that.
Really? You don't know how to do that?
Hey, I don't even know how to schedule a fucking show. I told that to Abby.
Wow. Well, tell me what song you want and I'll go select it.
Just look through quickly. I'm going to look for one that's like 2 minutes or 3 minutes long maximum. Because that's probably a smart move, right?
You can do whatever you want. You want a long intro, you want the motherfucker to wait, you want to go right into it, man, whatever.
Let's see. Which track would fit well? I'm just, choosing quick, which...
While you choose one, we're going to end the show off with some Pow by Eshaw.
All right.
You're too cocky, you know that?
Motherfuckers try to play us like we some components. Bury us, but we be doing wicked shit and murdering these superheroes.
Pow with the wicked shit. Pow, we wicked wild, wicked wild. Pow,
it's the truest. Pow, who is super villain killing? Pow,
I'ma blow your mouth all the way out. So when somebody stand behind you, they can look out your mouth.
Pow, time to make another million. Pow, purple cushion bubble skill.
Pow, show me murder, I'ma show me the cause. That PCB be having me out, breaking laws in my drawers.
Pow, boogie boogie, bang bang, don't stop. Pow, instinct when the clock go pop.
Pow, dead body boys all on the lawn. I brings it home, and my mama helped me bury the bones.
Pow, you can't stop me now, I'm out on the prowl. Pow, to the judge if I'm ever on trial.
Pow, I'ma set your fucking kidney out your stomach, make you vomit, hit the tonic like Sonic and get demonic, baby.
Motherfuckers tryna play us like we some components. Bury us, but we be doing wicked shit and murdering niggas.
Pow, 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 with the wicked shit. Pow, we wicked wild, wicked wild. Pow, no,
motherfuckers tryna play us like we some components. Bury us, but we be doing wicked shit and murdering niggas.
Pow, with the wicked shit. Pow, we wicked wild, wicked wild. Pow,
if you dress up like Osama bin Laden. Pow, to them days when niggas was picking cotton.
Pow, spitting voodoo on a roller coaster. Look at me now, it's DNJ. We thought you knew like you supposed to, baby. Wow,
make your body rotten. Pow, for plotting to your ass out the game forever forgotten.
Pow, tongue black, eyes red. Cause we walk with it dead. And if we hit you, probably spit you, take a piece of your head.
Pow, my style, big bad wolf. Blow your house down. Pow, acid rain on the whole underground.
Pow, super villains on the east side. I'm up in the west. I'm in the best, but I'll be pushing where the cushions are bad.
Blowing off some purple kush. Cause it's the best smoke product that you don't miss.
Pow, we're monoxide, rolling the wild. We picking Rudy up in purple prints and Paisley Park and pow.
Now let me tell you this, while the clock is still ticking, these niggas still tripping, bitches still licking, dicking. I slipped another clip in, you step to me, I'm whipping. Bullets your flesh ripping, your bloody body be tripping. Back in Detroit, I be like always dipping. Sideways like a ratchet and I'm still transistent. One bullet to your cranium, you non-existent. My gap be on fire like the horse on the Detroit Pistons.
Motherfuckers tryna play us like we some components. Bury us, but we be doing wicked shit and murdering niggas.
Pow, with the wicked shit. Pow, we wicked wild, wicked wild. Pow, no,
motherfuckers tryna play us like we some components. Bury us, but we be doing wicked shit and murdering niggas.
Pow, with the wicked shit. Pow, we wicked wild, wicked wild. Pow, no doubt, no doubt.
And we back, and this motherfucker in the show is. Maybe we're not done yet. Hold on.
What the fuck? Muted. Unmuted.
Why are you saying muted on?
I'm just trying to make this believe that we muted him.
It's the end of the song, man.
Oh.
Not even then.
I have no clue what the hell was going on there. I thought it was Adam or whatever.
No, man, that's not Adam. He's missing.
Yeah.
But there's nothing we can do about that until 24 hours is open.
Yeah.
So after 24 hours, we'll go report him missing.
Yeah, exactly.
Until then, we will find bisexual women.
All right, I'm definitely down.
Meanwhile, that shouldn't be too hard.
Yeah.
Since every bitch in the world is gay nowadays.
Yeah. But you can still find ways to convince them.
And how do you do that, Chris?
Oh, I have that sweet, innocent voice that I can use. That's demonic to use.
Sweet, innocent voice. What are you trying to lure children into your van? Sweet, innocent voice?
No, like, because, you know, I've been trying to, like, sing and stuff a little bit, trying to get into that.
No, I've never seen you try to sing. No.
Well, okay, I've been trying to, like, learn how to teach myself how to, like, chop rap, which I can do that, like, decently. And I've tried to teach myself, like, how to, you know, sing as well. But, yeah, like, I noticed that my singing voice is my old, like, begging voice that I used to use. It's my first girlfriend. She even told me it is.
First off, yeah. Nobody should be begging. Nobody should be begging here.
Exactly. But hell, if it works, screw it.
It's like this, man. They wanna do something, they'll do it. Ain't no way in hell you're going to sit there and beg for something.
Yeah, good point.
Unless you're real fine. No.
Yeah.
It's like, look, bitch, you either going to do something or I'm out. You know, I ain't here to bullshit. It's really how it is, too.
Yeah, I know.
Like, why waste your time, you know what I'm saying? You know?
Exactly.
Like, why am I trying to, you know, see you naked or something, and, you know, it ain't going to happen. Just leave now.
Yeah, I mean, like, with me and, like, Ava, for example, as of right now, she said that she's just probably not going to be able to date for a while. And,
Hold on. She doesn't want to date mainly because she got that dude she's just fucking right now. That's it.
No, she just doesn't want to date right now because she's got, you know, dumped by her ex.
I'm just saying, she got that dude she was fucking a million times the other night. So she wants to handle, you know, just getting fucked. And then she's going to get back into dating.
Yeah, I know.
That's really what it is.
Oh, if you heard me say that, she would kill me.
Oh, well.
Hey, who cares?
She wouldn't do anything anyway.
Yeah.
Damn people. That awkward moment when somebody tells you something and you really don't care.
Exactly.
And try to play it off like you do.
Yeah. Dude, what the hell? When the hell did you record that song, Dogface Bitch?
Dogface Bitch.
What year was
that? Fucking, like, 2006, 2007.
It's funny how it still has a good meaning. That's right now.
Dude, that song was an instant hit as soon as I gave out to Havoc.
Yeah.
That's how Jay Killam, man. He was like, man, I want to do a track with that dude and have him sing a hook for me and shit. I was like, all right. And then we did that Underground Killer track after that.
All right. Yeah, I was just wondering when the hell you came up with that song. Because it's
yeah,
not a bit a lot of my exes recently.
It was about that girl that we told you about, that Toxic Panda chick, man. It all had to do with her and, you know, trying to hook up with everybody and shit. And I was like, I'm going to make a song about this. Grabbed a beat. And then I went to Superbird, man. I was like, dude, give me a hook, man. He gave me a hook in like 30 seconds. And we just did that.
Awesome.
And then we just put them other people in the song, you know, and then bam, it was done.
Yes.
Yeah, man, he gave me a hook real quick, man. I was like, dude, that shit's dope.
Yeah. That track is funny as hell.
Yeah. Like I said, man, it was an instant classic, man. As you can see, it's still being played.
Yeah.
Even though the raps on it are terrible, but the hook is just good.
Yeah.
I should redo that song, but can't ever do that hook again.
Yeah.
I took that hook and I just put it in that Stalker Bitch song, except just changed the words.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a good way to, you know, get that out the way.
Yeah.
That fucking bitch right there. Ugh. Speaking of which, speaking of the original Dogface bitch, man, I actually see her online from time to time.
Damn. You don't let me see what the hell she looks like.
I do have a picture, but fuck, it's on my other computer.
Oh, let me do her profile. I'm sure I can get a picture.
No, I'm saying it was a picture of her ugly ass face. Like her naked, though.
Yeah, saying, let me do her profile. I could probably get a picture.
I don't know what her profile is, man. She's just on Yahoo.
Ah.
Yeah, I see her name on there and shit. I'm like, oh, dog face bitch.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah, man. Like, I mean, she had, like, a nice ads, but, like, you know, her fucking face.
Nice ads, but the face is horrible.
Yeah. Hence why in that song I was talking about, you need to put a bag on your face. Oh, shit. Well, speaking of which, remember I told you about that zombie Christmas thing I'm doing?
Yeah.
Well, after, you know, literally fighting my sister this past weekend while I was looking for beats, I actually did write, like, 4 verses that, you know, to put down for that shit.
Hell yeah.
One talking about, you know, seeing a zombie bitch, you know, fucking her or whatnot. And then how I woke up on Christmas and zombies ate my family. And then some other shit about how the zombies are taking over the world.
Yep.
Then
thing that's been driving me nuts, honestly. I know we used to have 3 weird questions we used to ask. The Walmart one, zombie prostitute, and there was another one. I can't remember what the hell that third one is. I'm trying to remember what the hell it is.
I don't know. What do you consider weird?
Like, one of those questions that is just one of those random ones that no other radio station would ask if they are that we interview.
I don't know. Just be sure to start it off with some
normal questions.
So, how did you get your name?
Like, I know. How did you get your name? Who were your influences? That kind of stuff.
How did you get involved with your record label?
How was it? What was it like to work with Ruckus back in the day, Cryptic?
There you go.
Something
see,
like that.
You know more about this dude, so you should have more questions than I do.
Yeah, I mean, like, what was your favorite Cryptic album? Like, Cryptic song, like, stuff like that. Then go to the other side.
Ask him about where he wants to go with his music.
Yeah, I know, this is, like, I actually know a lot about, because we've been following, well, since, like, 2008, even though I've been doing shit since, hell, I think, 99. And
Has Havoc ever had him on the show?
I don't think so.
All right, well then, you know, these are questions that he shouldn't have got from us then.
Yeah, and I mean, hell, I can even ask him about how the original name, before Cryptic became Cryptic, like how the original name, the Insaniacs, came about. You know, there are only two songs as that name.
But speaking of which, do them people got some type of page or something where you can go and post that picture?
Well, he is part of Serial Killing Records, so he can post on their page.
Well, wherever that's at, go post that picture there.
I'll link you to it.
No, don't link me to it. Just go post the picture there.
I have to figure out exactly what page, because there's like tons of pages for that.
Then post it on his page, and post it on them other people on that record label's page. I know there's a lot of sick motherfuckers out there listening to these people, man. Somebody better show up.
Yeah, I mean, I just joined their one group so I could post the, you know, thing on their page.
Shit, man, while you're at it, why don't you go post it on Scum's page and shit like that?
Man, I have no idea where to post it. I'm just going to post it here on Comatose's page. I got to start that way.
Come on, these motherfuckers got to have, like, some type of page of this shit. Who gives a fuck that you can get mad if you put your picture there? Who fucking cares? Put that shit there. I wish this girl would take more of just, like, a side picture of her.
What girl?
Sarah.
Oh, who the hell that is.
Exactly.
Exactly. Yay.
Just saying, man.
Well, I posted on, like, you know, his artist page.
Well, there you go. Well, days later, somebody's going to see that. They're going to like it.
Well, I'm pretty sure they'll get liked pretty quick. I'm waiting for the except me to that damn group. They can post it in here.
No, oh, I didn't even like his. Wow, about that. Oh, no, nah. Fuck you, dude. Don't be talking to him. You'll ruin that show, too.
What?
Them idiots that had that old thing going on with Boondocks. And how, trying to say he took the money and he, you know, didn't do the show and just, that was that.
Ah.
Apparently this dude is bringing Calhoun here.
Hmm.
What the fuck is, how are they selling VIP tickets? They're not VIP. What the fuck?
Production.
So tell me this, is LSP and SKR, man, are they like close?
They work together here and there.
So say
I
if
think
I were to
put LSP, KYP, SKR, they sort of all work together.
So tell me this, if I post this picture on Scum's like page, will that cause any controversy?
I don't think so.
All right, well, I'm posting it there then.
And it doesn't really matter if it does or doesn't. I'm in one group, Horrorcore, so I will just post it there because he is Horrorcore.
There we go. Posted it on a Scum page that I now just finally liked. Maybe this way, maybe we can get Scum for an interview by doing this.
Yeah.
Because he sees that we got SKR, man. Maybe we can get these motherfuckers.
Hell yeah. of these other groups worth posting in? No. That group, might as well post in this group.
Whatever the hell groups you go, man, post it in there, man. I posted it in all the ones. I posted, like, Jelly Rider Radio Street Team, the,
Yeah, I saw that already. So, I mean, I'm going through. I'm choosing the ones that I know would, you know, be cool with it, because some aren't, you know what I mean?
I like the people that yell at me when I post things in there and things. Those are my favorite type of people.
Yeah.
So, Adam, you're still on the phone, man. What the fuck are you
doing?
But
he's dead.
If you are dead, press 1.
If you are dead, please. Shut the fuck
up. Hey,
yo, oh, now he's alive.
I'm in the shower, homie.
The fuck? Hang up the phone.
You're in the shower on KR.
I'll call you back. I'll call you back.
You can't call back, man.
Can't call back. The show's on recording mode.
Just go take your shower, man.
Yeah, by the time you get that, we'll be off the phone.
You can't call back because it's offline, man, so.
Yeah.
Who the fuck leaves the phone on and takes a shower?
Honestly, Havoc. Probably only.
Well, this is good. This is goodbye for you, Adam. I'm hanging up on you.
All right.
Hang the phone up. There we go. Jeez.
Yeah, I mean, never mind. I don't know what to say.
Okay, then. That was amazing, Chris. Amazing.
Yeah.
Guess I better change my default.
Do you think that maybe I should have people like Stitchmouth, who I actually have as a friend, and tell him about the interview we have tomorrow, see if he'd promote it?
Yeah, tell them to tell people about it.
All right, because he's the only one on that chart. I have my friends list.
Or just post a picture on his page. Preferably with a link, maybe.
Oh, I don't really know what the hell the link is.
Well, go to my profile and click my picture, and the link is right there.
You have a profile? I'm kidding.
You have a profile? What? When did this happen?
I'm sarcastic. There we go. There's the link. Copy.
I like how that link wasn't even really set up for the interview. It was just another show.
Yeah.
So when did we find out the final verdict that this dude is actually coming through on the first? Is he still coming through?
I checked with him on Monday because I wasn't sure, you know, with the whole thing about having power and all that. You know what I mean? Because the whole storm coming in.
Yeah,
and
but is he still coming, though?
Well, he said he's still down. That was Monday.
Alright.
And he told me to, like, you know, keep him updated on the storm if I could. Like, which I, you know, I did. And I said, you know, just basically trees falling, power outages, that's all it was, really. He's like, alright, like, you know. But, I mean, it still seems like he's down.
Well, I'll ask him again, just in case.
Yeah, I'm going
to... You're like, be there 11 o'clock, man. And if he says, the fuck are you talking about? Clearly, you forgot.
Yeah, I'm getting a send message now. With the number and all that.
Yeah, give them the number. Send them the link even. But how about this dude posted up his link, man, of CM Punk from back in the day, and he was fighting with a bunch of juggalos?
All right.
And he was like, screw all you juggalos and shit.
So for this message, I should say the interview number is, then put the number down.
That's usually what you say after you say something like that, yes.
And call in at what time would it be?
11. Where the hell is he at? He's in Colorado, right? Or
something? I think he's in Arizona or something like that.
New Mexico, maybe?
Yeah, New Mexico, that area.
So that would be what? 8, 9 o'clock, maybe?
I think it's 9.
Since we don't know, just say 11 p.m. Eastern time.
I'm trying to check. I think he's, I know he's not from New Mexico, but he's in that same time zone. Oh, there, I mean, send a message, and probably get a response pretty soon tonight, all that.
So you think.
Tonight, tomorrow, whatever. But, I mean, I posted on his wall. I should probably, you know, add a comment as the link. Probably would help.
Kind of like how you sent me that ghetto-ass fucking flyer, and then I asked somebody to make one, and they had it the next day.
Yeah, I tried to make it myself, and it was really ghetto-looking.
Man, I saw that, man. I was like, man, I'm going to hit this person up, man, and get a professional.
Better one. Because he's bigger artist.
And for the fact that, like, she loves SKOR people and shit.
Yeah.
So I just thought it was, you know, the right thing to do. I don't want to just hit people up like, yo, make me a flyer.
Bitch, or I'll kill you.
Like, awesome, and then the rest of the time, like, you don't even talk to people and shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So then is there anything going on Friday then?
I have no clue. So here's the one thing I'm trying to do. I'm trying to, you know, hit up Stitchmouth with a message on Facebook. Just, you know, be professional. So should I, you know, say, hey, Stitchman? Or, like, what? How should I, you know what I mean? Should I just, you know what I mean? Should I go with his
real name? I don't
know.
Is he your friend?
Yeah, he's like, a Facebook friend. But I've
no, is he, like, literally your friend? You guys talk on a daily basis or something?
Nope.
Well, just say, hey, what's up? Just wanted to let you know about the interview, you know. See if you want to stop by, maybe.
No, about the Trout interview. The Comatose interview we have Friday, or tomorrow, tonight, whatever. The Comatose interview we have.
Speaking of which, that dude stopped by on Juggalo Rider Radio a few times, and that's Stitchmouth, dude.
Yeah.
Like, he was a little off the wall, too, just like everybody else. But I'm saying he stopped by a few times.
Yeah.
But yeah, just tell him about the interview, ask if, you know, we can spread the word around a little bit. Maybe stop by, you know.
Yeah, so here's what I'm going to say, like, hey, man, we got an interview on Juggalo Rider Radio with Comatose at 11 p.m. Eastern Time today. And just wondering if it's cool to post the picture and link on your wall, on your page, and all that. And
there
if you spread the word a bit.
If possible, could you spread the word around, since we have very limited time. Since we are very desperate for listeners.
Yeah.
Maybe you should post that shit on fucking MySpace. You got a MySpace?
Yeah, MySpace is a lot better.
I'm just saying, like, they probably got tons of people on there. I don't even know how they even go about that on MySpace, actually.
Me either.
Because I can't really log into my account either.
I don't even remember the password to my MySpace account.
That's what I'm saying.
I had it on my iPhone as an application, and then I stopped using it. And I deleted the app, tried to reinstall it once, could not remember my fucking password, but it's like, ah, fuck it, lost cause. Who the hell cares?
Here's another SKR on, MySpace. Street Community Records.
What the fuck? That's awesome.
Yeah. So do I have to type out their entire fucking name?
Yeah. And Stitch Mouse is already seeing my message.
Damn.
He's on his cell phone.
Well, that didn't even come up in the search. What the fuck? MySpace
fucking sucks, even though it was better than Facebook with the whole music thing.
Yeah. I fucking love MySpace, man.
Yeah. It was a lot better, but you gotta take the pros and the cons. Fuck Facebook, but it's good for promotion.
Is it?
Kind of, and he's actually writing back to me.
Brace yourself.
Yeah, for the worst response ever.
No, that's usually from Tammy.
Yeah, poke.
Usually because I don't know what it says.
Exactly. I've never talked to her, so I'm happy.
Oh my god. It's terrible.
Yeah, I'm the lucky one, right?
Yeah, at least I was gonna see her naked though, so that's all good.
You see her naked?
Yeah, I seen that, but like too bad she can't talk though.
Yeah, and here's what he actually said. He said it's cool and he'll share when he can, but he won't be around his computer much, but you know, he'll do what he can.
Well, tell him to post it right the fuck now. No.
Well, he's on his phone.
I'm saying you can post it up, right? Havoc does that shit. Oh, speaking of which, man, I bought this shirt off of eBay earlier, right? And
yeah.
It gave me a warning that there might be a delay because of the Hurricane Sandy. It was like, there might be a delay.
Oh, really?
Like, I don't fucking care, man. Like, first off, the estimated time of arrival was already the 6th, so it was already, like, a week away and shit. So a little longer, I kind of expected that since, you know, there's a fucking hurricane going on right now. even though this place is in PA though, so I don't know where exactly in PA, but somewhere here, so it shouldn't be that bad.
Yeah. Well, at least we have it on System Out of State, which should definitely, you know, help it out.
Oh, yeah. Where's our other co-host at, man? Why is she not promoting?
What, the other what?
Our other co-host.
Ravish?
Yeah. The one that Havoc desperately needed on. Because she would help do things. Yeah,
where the hell is she?
Oh, because I said we needed a hot co-host. Well, she looked good, but she ain't doing nothing.
Yeah.
Because that day, man, he hit us off guard, man. He's like, we got another co-host. What the fuck?
I was like, what the fuck? Like, we were both saying that at the same time.
Yeah, man, came out of nowhere.
Yeah, and hell, I mean, who the hell knows? Like, if Stitch Mouth gets word out, oh wait, no. I was thinking Comedos was never part of Devil's Rejects. That would be more hopeful if we had the Stitch Mouth interview that I wasn't able to show up for, right?
Okay, then.
No, I think, because, you know, Devil's Rejects, that was a group with Stitch Mouth, Loki, Wicked One, and somebody else. I think Mad Max. But, yeah, never mind. I mean, who the hell knows? If he posts around, that could definitely get some big names in, right?
I guess so.
We'll see what happens.
Like, we interviewed Lil V, we got Hulk Hogan. No.
No, we mean... Eugene. Where the fuck else he was?
We got
Paul Bearer.
At the American Dream.
We got Paul Bearer.
Yeah.
Don't hurt me. Why are you doing this to me? Okay, I'm done. That sounds gay as fuck. Oh, man.
Yeah. And then turns out him and Fury were friends. How about that?
Yeah.
I would have never guessed.
That was just one of the weirdest moments we've had. People at the same Paul Bear on Juggle Rider Radio.
Hey, at least somebody called in.
Yeah. And at least with something Stitch Mouth about it, posting it in on Comatose's page and all that. It definitely should bring in some people.
Post it on the SKR page.
I will when they accept me as a member.
What do you mean accept you as a member?
It's a group.
They ain't got like a like page?
Probably do, but I think it's a group thing. I have to check that again.
I put SKR in and I got Skrillex.
Serial Killing Record Group, organization, record label, One Likes This. One like, so yeah, it really doesn't do much.
What the fuck? SKR, professional sports team. What?
Exactly.
It's their fucking logo and shit. I didn't know they were a sports team, though.
Wow. We'll have to ask about that.
And why is it not in English?
That's why. So they can't get sued. We can't understand when they're getting sued.
SKR will rise.
Here's one thing that I'm wondering. Do you think I should maybe hit up like Concrete and Bloodshot? Because I mean, I know they were former members of SKR.
Have them what?
Hit up, like, Concrete and Bloodshot, like, see if they, you know, help promote. Probably not, though.
Again, just post the picture there.
All right. I'll figure it out.
I'm just saying, man, unless you talk to these people all the time, man, just fucking post a picture there and call it a day.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just, you know, trying to make sure I'm cool first before I do, you know what I mean?
Oh, fuck that. Nobody asked me permission for anything. They just do it. And then I just have to be okay with it.
All right. Wow, I just saw a fucked up picture. I'm like you to this.
Oh, great.
The fucked up joke that Havoc would love this picture. But that's how fucked up it is. If Havoc would love it, yeah. Right?
I don't know. I don't know very many things that Havoc doesn't like.
Yes. Good point.
I've seen that picture, but with a different caption.
Have fun with the caption.
I fucking forget. And out of nowhere, it's Chris Benoit.
That's why I have to love it.
It's not Chris Benoit, it's R-Truth. We'll post that on Havoc's wall then. He'll see it eventually.
Ah, great. Post it on his wall.
Even though he probably won't ever see it, but you know.
Yeah. 3 years later.
Now see, they had that going on and then that ended. And then they got this fucking Aces and Eights thing going on forever. R-Truth, he dressed up in a crowd, he did one thing. And then they let it go.
Yeah.
Now, while they're doing Aces and Eights shit, we got to deal with fucking John Cena and AJ apparently having an affair.
Yeah, and they fucking did that on TNA as well.
Yeah, exactly.
That's one of the things that when they used to steal something from TNA, I'm pissed off because it's like, if TNA steals something from WWE, it's like they're going to get sued. Whatever, 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 right?
Speaking of which, it was with both AJs.
What do you mean, both AJs? Oh, AJ Styles, yeah. It involves all people named AJ.
See that? They reversed the rules, though.
Yeah, they just changed AJ Styles sex to female.
Yeah,
so
see that?
And she doesn't do any of those high-risk maneuvers, and she always wears her shirt and her bra, unfortunately. What the fuck? He's fucking up.
Billy Gunn. Is that Dolph Ziggler's dad?
Oh, my God.
Right, man? He's trying to be fucking Billy Gunn. I've been thinking that for a long time now.
Yeah. Let's see what the hell is that. Well, somebody liked the link I posted on Havoc's wall. Facebook photo.
Dude, Havoc posts things all the time. People don't ever like anything.
Yeah, and the rapper Leprechaun liked this one.
And I just want to say, when the hell did The Rock get so fucking big? That dude was fucking beastie as hell. Yeah, man, I like how they keep talking about CM Punk. They can't erase him and shit. And they just, you know, erase Chris Benoit. Like, it was nothing.
Yeah, here's one of the things that I totally just realized. Like, at this pay-per-view that's, whatever, in 3 weeks or whatever now, roughly, like, they're just playing CM Punk in that 5-on-5 match so he doesn't have to defend his title. And next month, who the hell cares if he has to defend his title because he's going to hold on to it, you know, to face The Rock in January and lose it there. You know what I mean?
Well, how do you feel about they switched it up on you? It wasn't Big Show and Ryback.
Winning?
No, doing the team thing that you said.
That was actually a good move.
But, like, the whole team things they put together, man, it was so predictable.
It was like, seriously, you're just continuing the same fucking feud again.
Here's a picture for you. It's of Krusty.
Oh, God. I don't even want to know.
You bet all the money you had against Ryback? I thought JTG was due.
Nice.
Well, now, JTG, man, that dude hasn't won a match in years.
Who the fuck is JTG?
Exactly. But I like his picture right here, man, apparently. I don't even remember this, but Paul Heyman put together a team back in 2003 for Survivor Series.
And, I mean, Brock Lesnar, Matt Morgan, whoever the hell else was on it.
Is that who that is? He was in the WWE, really?
Yeah, at one time. It was like Brock Lesnar, Matt Morgan. I can't remember the other big guys.
Big Show and somebody else.
Fuck, I have the DVD. Let me just find it. I have it like right in front of me. Survivor Series 2003?
I'm saying they got that team and then this team now. It's just terrible. The one they got this year.
I found it right there. Yeah, here it is. Survivor Series 2003. Want to know who that was on it?
I know three of the four people.
Five. Brock Lesnar, Big Show, Matt Morgan, A-Train, Nathan Jones.
Who the hell is Nathan Jones?
I don't know, just one of those big guys that just never really made it.
I'm just saying, you had that team, and then now you got this team, you got fucking El
Ryback.
Del Rio. And Cody Rhodes. And the Miz.
And Ryback.
That's the other team, man.
No, who cares? And they're probably going to have Ryback lose by disqualification, or that's the way they'll get him eliminated. So he doesn't technically lose, you know what I mean?
Dude, I like how on Raw they were making Power Ranger references.
What the hell? I didn't even notice because it kept cutting out. And I just didn't really pay attention when I rewatched it.
That Antonio Cesaro dude, whatever the fuck his name is, Cesaro. Okay, he was talking about Halloween and shit.
Oh, yeah, that's the fat
talking
Power
about how
Ranger.
You looking like a fat Power Ranger. I kind of thought of Havoc during that.
Yeah. I was like, Havoc, why the hell are they talking about you? I'm like, wait, what are you talking about? You've never saw it.
And then now they got this. Now somebody posted this picture up here the other day of Vicky's face on that Rita chick, man, the bad chick that used to be in Power Rangers. I want to watch the Royal Rumble and see The Rock win his first WWE championship.
Is somebody saying it's his first WWE championship? And they're fucking stupid.
It's a picture of a little kid, you know, making fun of it.
Oh, yeah.
I gotta take a vacation. My wife needs me. Just kidding. I'll just divorce her. I love you guys.
Awesome.
Damn John Cena. Yeah, speaking of which, how the hell is he having an affair whenever he got a divorce?
Yeah. What the hell cares? They're just screwing up the storyline.
But this is great. This is great right here, though. This is great right here. Remember that picture they showed of them?
Yeah.
The caption says, takes a girl out on a date. His best clothes are the ring attire.
Hell yeah.
He's really wearing that fucking John Cena t-shirt to a dinner.
That's gay as hell. Yeah, but like my whole point with, I guess, this week's Raw was, I do hope that somehow they get Mick Foley involved in that fucking match. Even though I highly doubt it.
There you go. Team Punk versus Team Foley is nothing but Hell in a Cell rematches. Who writes this shit? I like these pictures, man, because they point out the obvious.
Well, yeah. And here's one thing I'm going to tell you about the 13 game, whenever you get it. there's like historical bonuses or whatever that will say, you know, do this. It won't, like, could you just win the match to, you know, advance the storyline and keep going on? But there's like historical bonuses and stuff. Like, if you do that, it unlocks new characters and all that stuff. So that's why it won't, you know, finish a match until I've gotten all those done. Because, I mean, you can understand that, right? Want to be able to use every fucking character in the game.
I can't use every character?
Well, not all characters are unlocked. Like, you know, Xbox not unlocked at the start, for example. You have to unlock him by playing the Attitude Era mode and winning a match as him, a bonus match against somebody else.
Let's see.
Yeah. Give me a minute. Gotta check the text.
What?
Okay. Done with that.
Okay, then.
So, I just wait till tomorrow because we only have 10 minutes left anyways.
Wait for what?
Nah, I mean, why don't I just hang out now and just wait till tomorrow's show because we only got like 10 minutes left for it'll knock us off anyways.
All right. Send me that damn song, though.
What's on?
I'll be glad when you're dead.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'll get that to you.
All right, show's over. Goodbye.
Later.